everybody, and good evening from Florida. I'm Dr. Florian Breich, and this is the Veterans Health Forum, our weekly podcast dedicated to the health and wellness of our veterans. The topic today is health and wellness, the new trend in veteran podcasting. And with me today in our transatlantic studio is Professor Koscheck. Marco, how are you? How is Slovenia?
Hi, everybody. Slovenia is doing well. We have our First Lady also from Slovenia, as we know.
Yes.
So everybody excited to see how the situation will develop now in the next months and years.
Historically, this podcast in January of 2025 is 5 days after the inauguration of President Trump. So we are very excited. And the big changes are forming all over here and in the world. We are also, from our point of view of medical and wellness agenda, we are super interested to see how Bobby Kennedy, our new Secretary of Health, will implement his agenda and MAHA, MAHA, so to call, the Make America Healthy Again. This will be a huge point for our veteran rehabilitation program, which we will be definitely introducing to him. I am presently in contact with his transitional team, and they got all our information, the materials, and when the time comes, they will introduce it to the evaluation, and hopefully we will come to have an important discussion and some decisions-making discussion with Bobby Kennedy. So, but we come back to what we are doing now. Our podcast goes around the formation of the Team VRP. People whom we would like to participate in our team, give us a hand in helping the message going out to the American veterans. So I would start today again with the title which we had, which I mentioned before. We will be talking today, Marco and I, about some specific characteristics of the veteran podcasters. We mean people who already are on the air with their own podcastings. So in other words, experienced people, people with different agendas, people who are now hopefully becoming interested into getting on our veteran rehabilitation program.
Absolutely. I think that the idea of this phase is really to spread the information, to provide details about the program and then the possibilities, concrete possibilities of going on these different treatments. And I think that this is one way of how we want to disseminate our information. And absolutely, those who already has their own networks are the most important for the beginning. But later on, I also believe that we could invite people who would like to start this as a new kind of activity of theirs, which could also mean, as we said a couple of times, a new business opportunity for somebody. But at the moment, as you said, we focus on already established networks which are working, but with the new topic, with the new team, which I believe is absolutely trendy. Health tourism and travel for the purpose of getting your immune system for better. I think it's one of the top trends, and that therefore we also believe this could be very interesting for the veterans and their families, relatives, friends. So basically, this is the target group which we are trying to address.
For years now, Marco and I, for the information of all the audience here, for years, for many years, 10 years or so longer, even before the pandemic, we were talking about the new trends in world tourism and Professor Koscheck is a university professor in the matter of vernacular tourism, in the matter of the local tourism and the revival of it and the support of the communities receiving the tourists. So the whole idea was, even before the pandemic, and that was a very funny thing because the pandemic actually testified that what we were talking about was a reality, right?
Absolutely.
Away from the mass tourism and from the madness, I would say, of the world mass tourism, and back into the normal, relaxing, leisure, small groups, individual tourism, and now coming into, after the pandemic, into the health and wellness part of the tourism. And this is the trend you just referred to a minute ago. The new trend in tourism is wellness, it's health tourism. And in our case, balneo medicine will be the health and the wellness trend. So the one of the subjects I would like to address right now in here is how the present veteran podcasters are normally acting. What do we know? Looking at the profile of many of them, looking at listening to tons of podcasts every moment and figuring out what they are doing, we observe a pretty much of a normal fiber going through all those podcasts. So they are active in their local communities. Okay. So because majority of them, I would say 99% of present veteran podcasters are veterans themselves. Mm. So they are active in the local veteran community, which is very important for us and very important from the point of view that getting those people with their veteran podcasts in our team, automatically we benefit through their existing network, as you said before, and existing commitments to the local veteran community in spreading the information about the VRP.
Yeah. Once again, just to stress that this is absolutely very important since people who are working in the local communities, in their, let's say, veteran local associations, they know each other. And basically, they are friends, more or less, or they are fighting for the same thing. And that, therefore, I think this is absolutely crucial for getting attention and also building trust with the listeners in a way to somehow get the information and then also get the satisfactory and I would say top class opportunity to receive the treatments, health treatments, whatever we will speak about in our next sessions for their future, let's say, quality of the life.
You remember at the beginning of of our podcast, we were contemplating a couple of possibilities. Possibility number one would have been, all right, it's easier for us, is simplifying the entire mechanism of publicity for us to generate just a central podcast from our international, from our transatlantic studio, and not to get involved with any other podcasters. However, that version of disseminating information will take a much longer time, because it will be centralized, it will be, so to speak, federalized. We will be podcasting through all 50 states in America, and we will definitely have only a global perspective, a global view of how our podcast is received and in different parts of the country. So the second way of or second option, what we had in mind was, all right, what would happen if we create the team VRP and we invite into the team members from different local communities? in other words, cross the 50 states in very different from, big cities, rural communities, wherever there is a veteran podcaster, we want him to tune in and come in and support our message. And the idea was this second option, spreading it or regionalizing it or localizing the spreading of the information, seemed to all of us in ABMI the ideal configuration, right? Because those people, as you said before, as we addressed that, they are involved deep in their local community. And we don't even know what those veteran communities are. Yes, we can find them on a map, on Google, and so on, but we are not locals. Those people are locals. They are born there. They live there. They go hunting with their veteran friends. They do spare time activities, going into the woods, whatever they do, and spending vacations together. So this is we figured it out that was the most the best ideal way of spreading the information of the veteran rehabilitation program within the local communities.
Absolutely. Well, we also, I would say, would invite stakeholders which cares about the local community development, because they are also doing good and important things for the quality of life of their people. I'm talking about maybe some administration or even local politicians or even media representatives who could spread this information faster. And I believe that this, especially again, local people could, with the establishing the networks, help enormously to spread this information about such program as the Health Veteran Program is.
Excellent point, Marco. The journalists, the politicians, the local politicians and journalists are very important, because those podcasters who are already having, say, let's just say since years, their podcast, they are all in touch with their local politicians. They're all in touch with their local journalists, because that's the entire life of the veteran community for which they transmit their podcast in which they live. Okay. So, and that's the next, I'm going to bring now the next point also, the stakeholders, the people involved into the veteran support. We are referring here to the charity, to the local charity movements, because in a final analysis, not everybody who will benefit from the veteran rehabilitation program has funds and has enough money to take off and go for 3-4 weeks at a time to rehabilitate his immune system and so on, and do it probably multiple times a year. So stuff like that. So that would be also a huge point in our activity, would be to get the support of those charity big personalities in the local communities, people who understand that if you give some money for the veteran cause, the most important cause for all the veterans is their health and rehabilitation. So yes, you need to help them reconstructing their homes like they burned now in California, to reconstruct their homes completely destroyed in North Carolina. And President Trump is now all over the place cutting the red tape and facilitating a rapid recovery of those people. We have to remember that in North Carolina, after 3 or 4 months, there are so many people without a roof, so many people without electrical power. So those are where charity money were going to go in. But when all this is said and done, when all those recoveries will be on a way and probably very fast, as we call it here in America now, on Trump speed, in other words, everything happening yesterday better than tomorrow, as rapidly as possible, in the final analysis, what's left is how healthy our veterans are.
Well, I think you made a very good point. We are aware that, of course, such programs, of course, will require also some funding. And as you said, maybe individually, this is not possible. Our intention is to open these opportunities for those who wants to help, as you said, through some charity activities. And here, I believe we also would somehow like to pass this important information that this is the option where we could jointly achieve better results for the people who needs this assistance, you know.
And basically those veteran podcasters, the local, again, we are emphasizing the word local, the regional podcasters, they are all involved through the activity, through their podcast, through their dissemination of information. They're all involved also in those campaigns and charitable campaigns to help the local veterans. And the point is, all right, whoever has the money to support a veteran in need, whoever has the means to give to the veterans who need most important to reestablish their health or to recover from whatever chronic illnesses they suffer. This is another aspect of a veteran podcaster who has literally lives in the community and has the pulse of the local community in his podcast. So because now we're all talking about, who are those people? Those are the people who are already starting podcasting years and years before. So they went through all kind of programs, through all kind of presentations, through all kind of issues and agendas and what's important out there for the veterans. But in the final analysis, when all is said and done, most important thing is the health of the veterans, right? Yeah. Because if we can help them back to health, if we can give them a hope that there is something out there where their chronic disease can be better managed and diminished, and he can become more active and less dependent of the pharmaceutics, that's the way to go. And that's where the present podcasters could very much have a huge input in what we are doing.
Yeah. Well, we should also mention that the people who would help this, who would help with the dissemination of the information, and also later on, maybe would be kind of, let's say, local leaders of the activities which will lead toward the all logistic which is behind, which means travel to Europe and taking the treatment in the best spas of let's say European wellness, then they also might get their own and personal benefits, which means that they would be somehow having opportunity to also participate in this travel and also be part of the treatments. So I believe this is also important. So we are offering quite wide range of certain and different opportunities to motivate and animate those who would be keen to join the program. You know.
Now that you open that point, let me go to one what I have here on my guys. I mean, I'm working also from the script. Okay, so I just. Why is the script in front of me? So that I don't waste time, that I compress everything as much as I can, and I don't lose the track of very important points. And now, Marco, so if you see my eyes going down on my script, I'm not reading it from there. I'm just making sure that we're not skipping something very important. Now, the point what you're making is super important, because we do want again and again to announce that we do have a info tour. We prepared an info tour, an information tour for the team members. So as soon as a small group of team members are requiring the tour, we will be very happy to send them over, to send them to those centers, to show them in reality what the veteran rehabilitation program can do for the veterans. In other words, seeing is believing, experiencing is understanding, and is getting you enthusiastic into it. Because now, if you're a podcaster and you go there for 2-3 weeks, for a week, even if you don't have more time, and you come back and you find on your own that program is something spectacularly important, now how much more credibility you can put in your podcast?
Yeah, well, let's be honest, we also, well, it is some time, but we both tested this in Slovenia at that time, so to and we checked several spas and managements about the readiness, and we of course always found open door, and I think the best way of making kind of announcement about this is to present the experience of these people who will go there and visit the places and come back with their experiences. And this is what we will certainly try to do to get them involved in our program after they return back, and they just share personal experience, which I believe it's also the best way to convince our, let's say, audience to join this initiative.
Yeah, normally they will take pictures, they will do filming, they will interview, patients, they will interview other people in there, because those are self-made journalists.
Yeah.
That's why you are a podcaster.
Yeah.
You are reporting to what you see, what you experience, and so on. And that would be for them, for their individual podcasts, a huge turning point. Now, without premeditating that, I'm coming to another thing in here, the consequences. Obviously, we cannot give names of patients or podcasters and so on unless they are, accepting that. But that's why I would say one of my patients, his name is Steve W. That's all I can say. He just asked me not long ago, 2 weeks ago, what are the consequences for a podcaster, a veteran podcaster, who now, let's just say, had a podcast about he's a chef, okay, has a podcast about comfort food, about cooking and so on. And now how would he introduce in his existing podcast the idea of health and wellness? Well, okay, so what would be the consequence of on his audience? About what he's about to do. Would he ruin his podcast? Will he have, angry remarks coming from the audience or what? We believe that, and honestly, we talked about it and so forth. We believe that starting to talk actively about wellness and health, particularly after the pandemic, would affect only positively any kind of podcast out there.
Mm.
You don't have to change the structure of your podcast, but you can say, okay, I have another message for you guys. Since you are the trusted group, since you are the guys who are tuning in, and I love you guys because you are my listeners and so forth, I would not keep away from you this incredible possibility. And so yes, no matter what characteristic your present podcast has, adopting a new direction, adopting a new line in discussion, health and wellness, will be extremely beneficial, because that automatically will regenerate a new feeling in the group of your audience.
Absolutely. But if we are talking about this particular case, which you mentioned, Luke, the treatment which we are offering, as we said a couple of times, embrace both physical, mental, and other aspects. And I believe that gastronomy, healthy food, is one very important aspect of these treatments. And if somebody is dealing with this one in his podcast, I believe this is just perfectly matching the initiative, because as I said, those who will go on that treatments will have kind of special, tailor-made, prepared for themselves diet across the stay. So, and I think this is absolutely a good possibility to just extend the audience and the importance of this field they are already talking.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter of the present characteristic of your podcast. You can always introduce the idea of health and wellness, because after the pandemic, by the way, more than 25 million people died on the planet because of the pandemic. I think that health and wellness is the primary agenda on everybody's mind. So now that brings me again to what I said before. All right. So what is our primary, if we go in there and we look at our goal for our podcast and so on, what is our primary goal? It's very simple: to disseminate the information that such a program exists within the veteran community across the country. So what we want is that every single veteran and a member of his family does know that such a program exists.
Mm.
Okay?
So because we want to disseminate information, and we want to create a network of, let's say, people on the local level within these communities or states, as you said, but this where they will be a kind of interest group, basically, who could then jointly go and spend time and having these treatments, you know.
Right. So that brings me now, right, what you said, to the next idea. In the next episode, maybe we should talk about how a podcaster joining the team VRP could become a group organizer.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good point. I think that requires or deserves at least one discussion on our next sessions.
It certainly deserves at least one, right?
Yeah.
Because that's a very important thing. Not only that he benefits himself personally, his own health and well-being by participating in there for free, but also he physically can put the hands on in being a group organizer and promoting that through his existing podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me see here. I covered that. Adding a new twist or character to your podcast, I think that we talked about it.
Yes.
Doesn't matter what kind of characteristic or you know, direction your podcast presently has, you can always go and add some more. And adding more in the matter of health and wellness will never be too much.
Yeah.
Okay, it will never be too much. It will not going to offend your audience. It will not going to bore your audience. It will not going to completely negate your message, what you had before, whatever the message was. Even if you have a political podcast, I mean, there are, by the way, and I know one of my patients with a political podcast, even if you have a political podcast, you can always bring health and wellness in that podcast, because obviously health and wellness doesn't have politics, okay?
But on the other hand, health and wellness always is part of the political agenda too.
That's right.
Well, I mean, every government would like to have a healthier, let's say, nation not spending enormous amount of money for these things. And that's why I believe this is also important, as we said a couple of times, not just for the veterans, but for their families, maybe younger generation, who should get a kind of information, if not more than that, about lifestyle, which will be healthier for the future. And I think that that's also investment in the future.
Yeah. Yes, and that is one of the things what the health travel does. It transforms. It's what we'll say in America is bipartisan, neither Republican nor Democrat. And you will say in Europe, yes, it covers all the aspects of the politics and so on, and also promotes the idea of the so-called active vacation. In other words, we talked in the past about the active vacation, and everybody says, well, what's the opposite of an active vacation? Laying on the beach, going into a hotel, and it's raining outside, and I sit on the balcony reading a book. I can do that also home. Now, laying on the beach in Florida, yes, it's 10 minutes away from me. So it's not a big attraction for people, you know, swimming in snow now somewhere else. It's a big attraction. However, active vacation means do something, but do something good for your own health. Mm. Now, when we combine an active vacation with a health active vacation, now that is another layer which we're adding to the active vacation.
Yeah, but with active vacation, we also mean it also means that you will be in hands of people who are experts to provide you the right amount, the tailor-made treatments, which means you will not be exhausted but just to the point of your physical ability, because you will be tested before and after, and if you take this as a part of your lifestyle, it makes a continuation of several or until the end of your life, basically, activities, which then, of course, I believe and I'm sure means a positive lifestyle for you and your family.
Yeah. You don't want to come home to recover from your vacation, right?
No.
I mean, the classical thing, and I in the past, you know, all kind of vacations like that were where you needed another week to come out of what you overdid in the vacation, to come back on what you just said. Those active vacations will be precisely tailored on your physical condition, not to exhaust you, just the opposite.
Absolutely.
Right.
Of course, when you learn about these activities, because you will once again get these activities by your coach who will work with you, then of course you can do it also at home, and then you are in the shape which as I said means kind of permanent change of your lifestyle.
Yes. Your medical coach, right? Your medical coach.
Absolutely.
That's the difference between an active vacation and a health active vacation. Let's just eliminate the word active. It's active vacation versus health vacation. Both are active, but the health vacation supersedes by far more the so-called active vacation. Now, talking about active vacation. If I'm coming to Slovenia and I get a bike and I go in there and I spend, like I don't do here, right? Like I will go 6-7 hours on the bike every day. It will exhaust me to no end.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now I have to come home. As I'm coming home, half sick or coming home so exhausted, then now I have another week or two to recover before I can start a normal life.
That's
exactly what we don't want.
We don't want that. Of course, that means a combination of the things on the bike, maybe in the hot water, exercise room, just walking, jogging, somehow even just talk. talking and sitting with the colleagues and doing things for your mental health, or listening nice local music, or enjoying nice local gastronomy. So all these activities are carefully planned and are in the hands of the professionals who will do the best for you.
Yeah, the medical vacation versus active vacation.
Yeah. Yes,
that's a perfect point. Okay, so I have in here one of the, we are coming to a little bit to the end. So I have in here for those podcasters who already have the veteran podcasting program, I would say this is an opportunity for you to build your own profile. Your own profile in promoting veteran health, okay? So again, the message, because that will be always the point we're trying to make. What is the message of our today's episode in our podcast? Well, the message, I believe, would be building your podcaster, and now you have the opportunity to build your new advanced own profile in health and wellness for the veterans, helping the veterans understand better what's available, how to apply it on themselves and their families, and also, okay, part of the politics, participate and support in the MAHA, or Make America Healthy Again, that phenomenally good and gifted person, Bobby Kennedy, who by a miracle will be our Secretary of Health, and finally try to curtail and to diminish the enormous impact of chronic disease on our society. So that is your crucial role in being part of Team VRP, promoting exactly that, promoting what's ultimately the best for veterans. And not only, as you said again and again, not only for the veterans, but also for their families, for their friends, and for everybody in the human society. Because
absolutely,
we are offering it for the veterans because of the veterans' incredible health plight in which they are now, and crisis in which they are now. But this reflects also the same possibility to the civilian population, to everybody who wants to do something for their own health.
I believe that we put forward some nice and important information, and I think we also are ready to answer any question which will be somehow communicated to us, be it about health travel, be it about wellness, be it about, I don't know, charity, veterans, or any other aspects of our discussions, not just this one, but also in past. And I'm also sure that in the future we will open new teams which will be complementing all our previous programs. So welcome to join the club.
Thank you, Marco, for that. And also, I would like to say at the end that any podcaster who would like to join the team, obviously, initially, they will have questions. Address the questions first. We will try to analyze with you all the questions you have and everything. Participating in the Team VRP, it's obviously doesn't cost you anything, just the opposite. Gives you a whole line of benefits. We talked about benefits in the past. We can talk occasionally again about the benefits. If questions are coming about this and that benefit, we're going to possibly make an episode on each benefit if the general desire is there. But once you want to be part of the Team VRP, if you like, you will be always invited on our sessions. And hope you will invite us on your sessions and so on, because that's the way how we believe that the networking for the VRP and covering the entire veteran world will work the best.
Absolutely. A good point. We are open to any initiative, be it we join somebody in the processing of this information, or we organize this. So basically, this is all opportunities, and we would be happy to be part of it, you know.
And at the end, I will say thank you for your patience, for your audience, for your input. Thank you, Marco, for spending the Sunday with me across the Atlantic. Marco
Welcome.
Knows. Thank you, Marco. Marco knows that I will always close the episodes with a patriotic stuff because it's all about veterans. We thank you, all the veterans, for your sacrifice and for your service to our nation. And please don't forget, it's America now, first and forever. And now we are in Trump's America. So I hope that the health of our veterans will become number one. And I'm convinced and I'm sure that for President Trump, the agenda of our veterans' health has definitely priority one. So we thank the Lord for him and for whatever the future will bring.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
See you next time.
See you. Bye-bye. Bye, guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.